אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש כרך ג.
We're reading from the writings of Rabash, volume 3, article Good Days. You can ask questions live on kab.tv. Relevant questions will be aired. Writings of Rabash, volume 3, page 2055, article 888. Good Days. We have to understand that although the horrible days are the aspect of judgment, fear, and might, and all the world is awakening towards redemption because everyone fears the judgment day, why is that called good days, meaning that it's not a weekday? The reason is known, that the matter of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim is the left, meaning it is the time of the revelation of the lights of Chokhmah. The matter of Rosh Hashanah is returning the state to the time of the creation of the world, of the fourth day of Genesis, which is the diminishment of the moon. Again, we'll read again, article Good Days. We have to understand that although the horrible days are the aspect of judgment and might and fear, and all the world awakened towards redemption, all the world means one's inner state. Man is a small world, so the horrible days are really special days when one begins to reveal, and it happens by great work that happens before, by the light that he drew that reforms him, and he sees how horrible he is, how much he is immersed in his evil qualities, and that he's incapable of doing anything about it, and judgment, meaning all of his will to receive are judgment for him. They always are against him. They burn him, choke him, kill him in four types of judgments, meaning four levels of coarseness. He sees that his will to receive is death, and he has no chance to achieve anything with his own strength. He discovers that as well. We should add that. After he discovers that he has no chance, he still continues, and he looks for something to do, and then he decides that with his own powers, he has no chance. But with the upper force, he does. And as a result, he has the awakening towards redemption. And all the world awakens towards redemption because they all fear the horror of the judgment day. Meaning it's not a repentance from love or from something exalted. He just sees that he cannot attain spirituality in his life here. He is incapable of anything. He is soon to end his life like all the other people without attaining anything. It is still egoistic calculations, although they are already aimed at spirituality. But this is something we should also understand, that it's not simple, that not everyone have it. Because our desires, we would wish them to be 24 hours aimed at the Creator, to give us spirituality, give us spiritual ascent. I want to be in spirituality. What does spirituality mean? I will give, I will bestow, I will feel that will be the good thing for me. I'll be eternal, I'll be whole. Meaning that spiritual quality will be a means for fulfillment to me. Okay, so I agree. But it's still bestowing in order to receive, and it's a springboard to spirituality. I wish we would demand that. So at least awaken towards that kind of redemption. And why is that called good days? Meaning it's not a regular day, a weekday. Meaning it's not a weekday, it's not a will to receive. Because it's a will to receive that already realizes that it can benefit from bestowal, from love of others. So I'm willing to love others, so I'll suffer a few blows. That's called the judgment that awakens. And then I'm willing to love others. It's like at time of war, we see that people are willing to unite. Right, and the other is trouble, is my comfort, and so on. And this is all still an entry towards redemption, repentance. But of course there are higher, more exalted discernments, but this is something too. And this doesn't come that easily to a person as well. So how do we determine those discernments as good days instead of horrible days? Because everything is determined by man. Everything is flipped, switched by man from this side to that side. So he starts to be grateful to the Creator who brought him through all those states of threats and unpleasant sensations when he's just about to lose himself completely and nothing's going to happen, and he's just losing everything, and the hatred and jealousy, envy is killing him. And I'm talking about the worker of the Creator, meaning a person who wants to achieve spirituality, and this happens to him. And from that horrible place, he suddenly discovers that precisely from that sensation, a new attitude awakens within me, that I want spirituality to happen, to come, that I'll have something to enjoy there. Let's move forward to it. And that is already a beginning of Lo Lishma, where one wants spirituality in order to benefit. But he wants it. Meaning, it's not just called spirituality when he's studying something or when he will know something. He actually wants the quality of love and bestowal to dwell in him because he benefits from that. And the more he is certain that only bestowal and love will give him an answer to all his life here in this world and in the next world, this means that he further advances in Lishma, in Lo Lishma, to Lishma. He should reach love of others. He wants to reach bestowal and love. It will give me eternal life. It will give me the invaluable benefit. This is called Lo Lishma. It's a great thing. And then he determines that what he's been through wasn't horrible days. Those were good days. They brought him to good. Now he understands what is worthwhile living for, spiritual attainment, because it is really the appropriate, adequate fulfillment that one should acquire.
The reason is known, that the matter of the head of the year in Yom Kippur is the matter of the left, meaning that then is the time of the revelation of the lights of Chochmah. That the matter of the head of the year, the new year, is the returning of the state to the time of the creation of the world. That the aspect of the fourth day of Maaseh Bereshit, which is the aspect of Mi'ut HaYirech, the diminishment of the moon. Well, we really shouldn't ruin what we spoke about. These are technical things. We'll leave it there to Amikam and the like. From what you explained, why are not all days good days and horrible days? You determined that. You determined that a person yearning for the correction of his soul is yearning for a state called the end of correction. And surely, this type of end of correction you have in every state. each state is incorporated of the entire ten sefirot. And that's, you have to feel yourself that, yes, I finished everything possible. Completed everything possible. It's written that in the end of correction, all the holidays will be cancelled other than Purim. Because it's incorporated of everything. The correction of all the degrees, all the discernments, the desires, to bestow on the intention to bestow, and to receive on the intention to bestow, everything. And including everything. What does it mean? It cancels them. It like seemingly swallows all these smaller degrees. Nothing disappears. Everything is just incorporated in that same state called infinity and Sof, that third state. And it holds everything in that third state and not the first state. So it's not the path that we went through is like canceled. It's erased. And that's like, oh, I reached the end. Too bad I couldn't jump from the beginning to the end at one jump. The entire jump was from lack of choice. No such thing. All these things are vessels that I am in, and specifically in them, I feel the end of correction. And thus, the holidays that are cancelled, meaning you're not in them, you don't need them for the scrutinization, but these things that are scrutinizing these more and more, they're found to be in the final state. And thus, we need to understand all these states, and every day you have, in the horrible days, in the good days, a year, holidays, Hanukkah, Purim, Shavuot, all these things are found in all the states they are present in. It depends what a person is in when he goes through them. It can't be the horrible days all the time. They have to turn into good days. The good days have to bring him to the decision or restriction. The restriction has to bring him to the state of what to do with the dinim, how to sweeten them, the judgments, and so on. Stage after stage after stage, and he builds the three lines, and then he comes to the end of correction. Yes. I'm asking, why do we need so many states that are like gray? And there's like nothing in them. This is not good and not so bad or nothing. That's how your soul is. What am I to blame? Gray. A person who has a problem with this, he wakes up in the morning, he thinks about this problem. Even if he's happy or he's in love, automatically he thinks about things that are troubling him. It depends what he goes to sleep with. I wanted to ask the Kabbalist. The Kabbalist what? When he awakens, he's thinking about... Also during the day, he's always thinking about love of the others. So he's waking up and he thinks, who more do I have to bestow to? Where are these people? Love of the others is realization. What the love of the others? I don't love anybody. It's my vessel. What do I have here to love someone? You're looking at people's faces. It's not faces. It's parts of my soul. How will I love it? How will I not love it? I'm asking you, how is it possible that I won't love this if it's a part of my soul? Not each and every one in his body. Rather, these desires that the Creator broke. He broke them. He gave them to me like a small child. Concentrate them. And I have to put them together like blocks. Well, and then in this concentration, I'm always failing and succeeding a bit, and once more failing, and once more succeeding a bit. Like children who are building things a bit. Give something to your child to build, and you'll see how you can do it. In 2 years, he has to like build something. In 5 years, surely, maybe 20, 30 years, he'll be an architect. Who knows? That's it. So we need to make this effort. The question is, does this also occur automatically? Is it not like that same horse? It doesn't ever occur automatically. Ever. always the will to receive. I'm speaking about the initial beginner stage. The will to receive is always overcoming, and it's erasing everything for you, and it begins everything anew. And like it says, we begin from the darkness. But I prepare myself for this night. I prepare myself. I must carry everything from the night. What are they saying about these corrections? That the entire day that I had illumination, I continue it by correction called Mincha, Arvit, Kriyat Shema on the Mitah, by all these processes that I am unable to do anything with them at night. But I make corrections, and in this awaken the upper one, Abanima, they make couplings in the midnight, and then they prepare corrections for the morning. I do this. How is this possible? It's impossible that I will go to sleep without will read some page. Then surely that I will also dream, that if I dream, and I will also awaken with the thoughts that I don't know what. It will occur to everyone, for everyone. Doesn't matter what degree he is in. The more he advances, it's even more critical. I must go to sleep with some part that I work with it, and when I wake up in the morning, it's found to be in my head. It doesn't run away. And also during the sleep, I feel such that it's like in my head walking around, even in the same manner which I read it in the book. And it's always like cooking inside me, and I understand it less, I understand it more. This is I'm selling you an idea here. Yes, it's something you get used to. Without this, it's impossible. I learned it from the Rabash, but also beforehand. I mean, I was always like delved in it, so I had it from myself. But when I went with him to different places that we had to go to sleep, let's say he would read a newspaper, I would buy him a paper, and he would read a few pages there, who's hitting who, who's beating who. And afterwards, yes, but in bed, afterwards when he would truly fall asleep, he would have the Shamati notebook, he would read, and he would go to sleep. Shut off the light, I would come, I'd shut off the light for him, and he would go to sleep. Yes. So it turns out, without the effort, I would never see the others as my body. I always have to make an effort. Yes? That's a mitzvah, love thy neighbor as thyself. It's called the biggest rule. Yes, surely. This is, how should I say it? This is my work. This is all the work. To always raise and raise and raise. The goal, Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. You always have to be in that direction. You always have to clarify the correction. The light is called the same connection of yours with the group. Israel is me. Me. Oraita is the group. The gathering of souls. Here we have Malchut, the Knesset Israel. It's including all the souls. This is a group. And then you reveal in it, if already, the Kutche Brichu. Everything is here within that one place. When you connect yourself, your I, to them, you want to connect them together in your exertion. What is there, they're connected or not, doesn't matter. You can be sitting in Rabbi Shimon's yeshiva. They're all connected, you're at the end of correction. It's dependent upon you. Are you fans of them or not? To the extent you can connect with them, you can reveal them. If it's the yeshiva of Rabbi Shimon, fine. If it's a very small yeshiva of these beginning students, it doesn't matter. You can enter with them as Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma or just some odd guest. But everything is here. So how can you forget that place which will attain spirituality is love thy neighbor as thyself, that this is the vessel. What's a vessel? Love of the others. What is the light? The attribute of bestowal on the Creator. Yeah, Rav, we wrote their words that everyone can identify with them. The light, the vessel, the attribute of the Creator, bestowal. These are things, though, that we can't imagine. These are words, but actually, we have the five senses that, let's say we have a horse. Yes? Either this, that like I have a horse, like this, and it doesn't matter how you imagine these things, but above this you have the point in the heart, and these two things are separate one from another, to such you have to separate all these parts of fame, and the nations and whatnot, from the point in the heart.
You have no choice. You have to do this differentiation. This separation is what's called the sky. This determines the difference. It becomes the difference between spirituality and corporeality later. That's it. There is corporeality, this world, and spirituality, and you have to make the difference. It's difficult. Okay. Well, maybe this isn't the right question, but how does it feel, Rav? Where do you feel it? How does it become painted? Within my egoistic desire, I must have all of them, I need all of them in order to benefit spirituality. Moving on to the second part of the lesson.